Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And Maz, how's everybody doing? Coming to you on Thursday, March 19th, here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Fully loaded program. Maz Murray alongside. We're presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast, which is beamed across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. No, a lot of you still home. Will be for a while, so catch us on all of our internet channels. The 98.5thesportshub.com on the web, the app 98.5. The Sports Hub app. Just download that from your app store. Maz Murray, how you guys hanging in?
Good, you? Trying.
Could you?
Attaboy. We're just picking up the Brady watch. I know Maz had a point about, well, not just, and this is how we're going to lead today. And we'll give you the very latest if anything becomes official, just in case you're checking in. It's still not official with Brady. There was a little bit of a hang-up last night. Said they're working on language. That sort of raised people's antenna a little bit. Is something going wrong? Is something happened at the last minute? What Murray Patriots fans thought that Patrick coming in the back door.
I is immediately annoyed. Like, come right, on. So, I get it. I get that people are looking for any like semblance of hope in any aspect, whether it's Brady or life in general. But like this, it could get over it. He's gone. There's no out here. The hang up is it's either, you know, some contract language. Maybe it has to do with Antonio Brown.
No,
I don't know.
No,
but
no.
Ain't coming back.
You're even behind. It's a physical. He needs to take a physical for them to make it official, but he can't travel or the buildings are closed or you can't have on-site visits. So the way the NFL set it up is you have to find a neutral doctor that both the team and the player agree to, then get that physical with that neutral doctor in the city you're in, and then they share the results and dot, dot, dot. So it's that whole process, reportedly, okay? You know, hopefully, for Tom's sake, unless it is something else, or all of our sake, unless it's something else. But that's pretty much the hang-up. He's got to get the physical taken care of. And in these times, that's not as easy as it used to be.
Right. But still, the way that it was initially reported was so vague that I could understand why people were like, oh, it's falling through. He's getting cold feet. Like, no, he's gone.
It's not. So, but we'll keep you updated. If anything happens on that front, you'll be the first to know. Otherwise, fallout topics. And Maz had one about the exodus out of Foxborough continues, and Brady obviously being the biggest domino to fall, but you linked it to some other things, Maz.
Well, so this morning I woke up and I saw that, and I missed this last night, I saw that Nate Ebner has left the Patriots and he's going to the Giants to play for Joe Judge. Joe Judge was a special teams coach here. Ebner played for him, and so there you go. And I thought, wow, Ebner. Ebner is like the consummate Belichick guy.
One of Bill's whoobies.
Oh, he's the consummate Belichick guy. Again, a rugby player that Bill just plucked, put in the NFL, and turned him into a good special team. And like, that's Bill, right? Ebner represents Bill as much as anyone. And he left. He left. Or the Patriots allowed him to leave, or whatever. But he's gone. And it sort of struck me as, holy crap, when you really look at it. Look at all the defections, trades, departures, all the people who have left Foxborough in the last couple of years. They saw this coming down there, some of these people, if you go back a couple of years ago. So I looked it up today, and I just started putting names on the piece of paper off the top of my head, so I have no doubt that I'm missing some, and I'm missing a lot of them. Probably some big ones. But just think of the people that have left there, the players, in the last couple of years. Brady, Gronk, Amendola, Van Noy, Collins, Trent Brown, Danny Shelton, Trey Flowers, Alandon Roberts, Daron Harmon, Ebner. I don't know. Do you count Antonio Brown, Michael Bennett? Do you count those guys? Are those more sort of traditional comings and goings? Right? Because those guys might be that sort of player. And then not just that, the coaches. So in 2017, the year that resulted in the Super Bowl against the Eagles, I looked it up this morning. The Patriots coaching staff was Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, who was interviewing for jobs and didn't get one but wanted to leave, Matt Patricia, gone, Scarnecchia, offensive line, gone, Brendan Daly, defensive line, gone, Chad O'Shea, wide receivers coach, gone, Steve Belichick is back, he was the safeties coach, Josh Boyer, cornerbacks, gone, Nick Caley, the tight end coach, is still here, Ivan Fear, still here, Brian Flores, linebackers coach, gone. Joe Judge, gone. Ray Ventrone, special teams assistant, gone. Jerry Shaplinsky, quarterback, gone. They're all gone. The only people left are someone named Belichick, McDaniels, Caley, the tight ends coach, and Fierce. That's it. Everyone's gone, along with all those players. And this just reminded me of a tweet that Murray, I think, was the first one to find when we were at Banners that day from Omar Kelly of the Sun Sentinel in Florida. And he tweeted out the Patriots were headed for a major rebuild.
Yeah, I have it in front of me. February 27th at 8:35 a.m. The word on these NFL streets is that the Patriots are preparing for a full-fledged rebuild. That's the only guy that said anything like that.
I mean, he was on to something.
Do you feel that that's what they're doing?
I mean, I think they're basically headed there as much as it can be for them. And maybe it didn't happen in one fell swoop. Because, again, we're talking over the span of a couple of years now. But holy smokes, when you list the names on paper of all the people that have gone. And let's not forget, Jimmy Stewart pointed this out. Nick Caserio wanted to leave. He re-signed. New deal. But he was on his way out the door, too.
You mentioned it. Josh was on the plane, for crying out loud.
I mean, like, just one after the other. It is the list of people who have left, tried to leave, you've been traded, whatever, is staggering when you look at it over the last couple of years.
It's not stripped to the bone, but it's getting close.
I mean, Ebner, even Ebner. So this sort of amplifies to me, like,
I mean, you're right to emphasize him, because if, like,
well, that's one of those guys that Bill typically overpays to make sure that he has his precious special teams the way that he wants it.
Right. He lets the Trey Flowers, Kyle Van Noy, high-priced, overpaid guy at the very top of the food chain go at the expense of the Nate Ebners of the world. Now they're all gone.
I'm telling you, that's the one that triggered it for me. I went, holy crap, Nate Ebner left. Like, if it's reached that point, who else is going or gone or what's going on there? Like, what is the ultimate plan? And maybe it is a full rebuild. I don't know. Or maybe it's a, you know, a younger guy. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm just telling you that right now, when you list it all, the number of losses they've suffered over the past couple of years is staggering.
Do you worry about them being able to lure players? Because, well, the only report that you're hearing about luring is, as Adam Schefter tweeted out last night, that Brady's having a little bit of a LeBron effect in Tampa, where players are soliciting the Buccaneers to come join Brady in Tampa. I have a thought on that report. Well, namely that I feel it's bull crap or overstated, or, I mean,
money's still going to matter. If Bill and the Patriots came over the top with a big contract for free agent X, that free agent's still going to come. But
I mean, so, but my point is, Murray, well, who is exactly calling? Is it Antonio Brown saying, I'll join you? Is it, what's his face there in Dallas? Des Bryant calling and saying, I want to play with Brady? Is it someone you don't want? Is it someone who's available? Because if they're available, I don't know. Is it the receiver there with the Jets who's a free agent? Who I actually
Robbie
like?
Anderson.
Robbie
yeah.
Anderson.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so, like, I mean, I'm not telling you it's not happening, but.
No, but it's a good point.
I mean, they have receivers. They have really good receivers. They don't really need anybody. So who's ever calling is available and needs a job. So how good is that player to begin with? And again, I like Robbie Anderson, if that's who's calling, and he's actually made it public that he wants to play with Brady. I'm just saying, what does that really mean? Break that down. What?
So, no, look, it's a fair. My only point in this whole discussion as it pertains to how much of a lure is Brady is that I think a lot of players, and I'm not going to say a majority or minority, I'm just going to tell you a lot, for them, Brady was a draw. Because I think players look at it and say, eh, it's the quarterback. It's the quarterback. It's not the coach. It's the quarterback. They got number 12. As long as they have number 12 in the third quarter and in overtime and down the stretch, they'll be fine. It's the quarterback. Because I think players typically side with players.
Sure.
And so I think a lot of them will look at it and say, well, they don't have Brady now, man. It's going to be different there. You watch. Watch what happens, because they don't like Bill. So in their minds, rightly or wrongly, and in many cases they'll be wrong, because we all know how good a coach Bill is. But in the mind of the player, they look at it and say, no number 12. You know, they're going to be in trouble now. I'm not going there.
So do you think they're in trouble?
In the short term, maybe. Bill's got to prove that he can win without him, in the eyes of some and many. And then if he gets it rolling again, he'll be okay. Here's what works in his favor, if you ask me. That he understands when guys are desperate. So if it's a team looking to move a Randy Moss, or a guy who has ability that maybe's in a bad situation and he has leverage to get him there, he knows he can still get him there. So Bill will still get those guys. And that's a huge advantage, because those are the guys they want anyway. They don't want to pay the high-priced guy. They want the guy that wants to be in a competitive environment and play for a good coach. So he'll still have access to some of those guys. But I think to a lot of people, he's going to have to prove it.
As you mentioned, mass exodus. You're going to have trouble luring players like he once did. They're all gone, and it's going to be tough to replenish. So what are you looking at this year, Maz? Are you looking at really a rebuilding year, a lost year? Is that what you think?
Oh, no, he won't go that far, because, again, if he were, he wouldn't have brought back McCourty and Tooney.
Or even Matt Slater.
Right. Right. So he still wants the framework of a stable, professional, productive environment, which is why he kept those guys.
And I agree with that. I don't agree with tank. I've become an anti-tank guy in pretty much every sport other than basketball. And then even then, you better tank when Tim Duncan's available, or LeBron James, or Zion Williamson, or someone like that. I'm not just tanking to tank. I don't think it works. I look at the Philadelphia Sixers, a bunch of teams. It's just, because when you create a losing culture, it's hard, even if you get the right guy, it's hard to bring it back. And basketball may be the exception. But any other sport, well, baseball too, if I want to, you know, piss away half a decade.
Right.
I would do it in baseball, I suppose. But Certainly not in the NFL. So I don't want them to tank.
So I don't think he. I don't think he's going to tank, but I think he's going to go really young and new. And the, with the way he is as a coach, he could probably pull off 9-7 with that. I mean, I he's good enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, they're still going to be competitive. It's not going to be a disaster of a year, and there's still so much talent on this team with guys like Stephon Gilmore and Edelman, and you know some of the guys in the offensive line. So they're not going to be 5-11, 6-10, or whatever it is.
But when Nate Ebner and Landon Roberts start walking out the door, I mean, those are cheap players
and usually lifers,
right? Like those are your classic sort of depth and extra piece guys. And I'm not minimizing them. I just because Belichick does value them. But Nate Ebner walks out the door and doesn't want to stay with the Patriots anymore? Like, what is going on?
Okay, your thoughts right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Well, a lot of stories were made up even before he got here. One of them was he was asking for power of personnel decisions. That ain't going to happen, Greg. I mean, I'm sure he can give some advice, but Tom Brady's not coming.
The word I would use is... Right. I would think the word to use is input. I think he'll certainly be able to recommend guys, say, hey, I really like to have so-and-so. If it's Deion Lewis as a pass-catching running back, if it's Philip Dorsett as a number three receiver, he's going to be able to make suggestions. It's still very much Bruce Arians' team. It's still very much Jason Light's team to decide. He's not writing checks. He's not doing anything more than suggesting people he thinks would be good fits.
Okay, that's Greg Aumann. He covers the Buccaneers for The Athletic. Did a radio interview, I think, last night. So you'll be hearing those cuts throughout the course of the day. Just good background from the Tampa perspective. Because one of the things that was reported or thought is that Brady wanted to go somewhere where he'd have personnel control or personnel power or input, and he would have that in Tampa. And Aumann says that, no, it's not the case. I mean, they want him there, so if he suggests someone, they might try and get it if it makes sense. But it's not like Brady's going to have say over the roster or anything like that. And it's already been reported today. Jay Glazer said Antonio Brown not going to Tampa. So that's a big one. That's one that Brady wanted. So that was obviously not an absolute for Tom Brady. He didn't need to have Antonio Brown. And Glazer, again, I think he's a take-it-to-the-bank kind of reporter. So Antonio Brown not to Tampa, according to him. So we continue with your thoughts on Maz's thought about the mass exodus there in New England. What does that mean? Just the fall. I know a lot of you have been wanting to weigh in, so we will continue with you. How about Jeff on Cape Cod? Lead us off today.
So, I think we should look back to what Brady's father said years ago, that this was going to end bad. He knew something, and we should have been a little more adept to it. The other thing is, my last point is, everybody's talking about Newton and other people. I think a really Bill move would to try to trade for Jacoby Brissett, knowing the system. I think, he would be better with, sort of whatever the next step is, whether it's Stidham or whatever, if you draft somebody.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to cut you off. Brissett, not at his current money, $6-7 million. Nope. No. And they're not going to trade for him. These guys that you would have to trade for, Brissett, Cam Newton, if he's on the table, but I know Dalton. He's not. Andy Dalton, why trade for him if these guys are going to be released?
You shouldn't. Again, I think Newton's going to end up getting released, and so in the case, and Indy's going to have to release a quarterback. They're not carrying three.
Exactly, they're going to release Hoyer or Brissett. And if I were them, I release Brissett and try and save money. Again, there's guarantees there. It's complicated. I don't care exactly what the details are, but there's money there with Brissett. So, I mean, I don't know. Both Hoyer and Brissett are making some money. So they're going to release them. Why trade for someone when they're just going to be released? And why take on their current contract when it's too much? Wait for all the dust to settle. See who's released. See who's desperate for a job. And if that makes sense for you, then go do it. But I don't think they are, nor do I think they should target any specific guy. Because really, what's the difference between Jacoby Brissett and Andy Dalton?
Unless you get a deal.
Brissett, right. No, so what I'm saying is, yeah, find the best deal. Find the guy that's free. Who's ever free. And I know they're not exactly the same player, but Dalton has strengths that Brissett has and vice versa. But do they, you know, Brissett, Dalton, they net out to roughly the same thing. And so I'm not paying for any of those guys.
Yeah, I get the sense at this stage that's probably what they're going to do. I mean, and hell, they might even go with Kessler and Stidham. And you know, I think it was Jeff Howe who pointed out in The Athletic today. I was reading his story. He made a good point. If there are no workouts or anything, and you know, because of COVID-19, Stidham's got a leg up on everybody. By the time everybody shows up, Stidham's going to have rep time that no one else has. So there's an advantage there, and maybe that's propaganda coming out of Foxborough. I don't know, but there's some truth to it.
Alan in California, hi.
Hi. Hi, Maz. This is exactly why I was going to call today, was I think they are in full rebuild. And I also don't think that – I think that the pieces they have under contract are all pieces that they're going to use to get super under the cap and really prepare for the next thing. And I think Bill has something big planned that this team is going to get back into it, you know, almost, you know, in a very smooth kind of a way. And, Jim, what does it matter if they're – 8-8 or if they're 4-12, doesn't matter.
Sure,
this is
it does.
Full rebuild time, and here we go.
It absolutely matters,
right? If they're 8-8, at least it's more of a competitive product. You're talking about 4-12, 3-13. Like, we've reached a complete disaster, like unwatchable.
Right. I want a season.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm not giving up on a season. I'm not doing this.
No, no, and they're not either. Bill won't.
You still have Bill Belichick,
and you still have talent on that team. They're not going to be. They're not going to be that bad.
The difference between 4-12 and 8-8 is a season. 8-8 in December, you're watching the games to see if you make the playoffs.
Hell, 8-8 with the extra spot might get you in.
That's what I'm saying. It comes down to the last couple of weeks of the year. That's what I want. Who wouldn't want that? And so what's the difference? The draft position between 4-12 and 8-8 is probably somewhere between, you know, like drafting 7th or drafting 15th. What's the diff? I mean, really?
Yeah, there isn't any. And I also think there's a benefit, particularly, let's say Stidham's a quarterback. You don't think it would help him to have a playoff game early on?
You bet.
Yeah, and it's like, again, I don't think they're going to be winning a championship anytime soon, but I want them to be competitive and compelling.
The train. I want the train to keep rolling.
You don't franchise your left guard if you're planning a complete rip-down.
Right. You don't have Bill Belichick as your coach if
well, there's that too, right?
You just don't do that. I mean, like, Shula, did they ever rebuild in Miami? I don't think they ever did. They never really rebuilt. They went from those great 70s teams, and the next thing you know, you had Strock and Wilde. They didn't have good quarterbacks. They went to the Super Bowl, and they always contended. You don't need to tank in the NFL. You don't need to. Alan in California to Alan in Florida. Hi, Alan.
Hello. Before I start, I just want to make one quick comment. This is a great news for the Red Sox. People aren't going to realize how horrible they are right now because everyone's talking about Brady.
It's true.
Brady. You know, the guy I think is getting a pass, and I'm sick of, is the owner. You know, right when this happened, what was he doing? He's calling ESPN, calling Stephen A. Smith, calling all over the place. Oh, you know, it's like a used car salesman. I mean, I wanted him. I love him. He's my son. Yeah, and he offered him like $12 million. My son, my love. You know, I mean, I think he's really getting a pass, and I deep down believe that if he got offered a fair deal, he would have been back here. I honestly believe
that.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I think a lot of people do, Alan. Absolutely. And that Stephen A. Smith thing, I don't know if it went down exactly how we've portrayed it. I'll get to that a little bit later. But be that as it may, I think the general criticism of Kraft is that he's hypersensitive and hyper-PR aware is true. And it's just, I think it's, just to watch it play out, it's like, Robert, just take it, man. Like, just, you've actually made the right call. It'd be a little tougher about it, but he's just so, I don't know, you know, exactly what the word is, sensitive to it. It's like, dude, it's not a good look. So then when the PR and the spin happens, it makes it look worse. It actually, I mean, I don't know, if they had a little bit more of the power of their convictions, I think they'd be better off with it. We're doing what's best for the team. As much as we love Tom, as much as he's meant to us, we can't put at risk the franchise and what's best for the organization. And so we have to make some tough calls. And if he just said that, I think he'd be better off.
Oh, totally. Because I think that people can grasp that. I mean, I don't know about you. I've run into a lot of Patriots fans who've said, you know what, it's time. It's time. It's time to move on, start something new. I think a lot of people felt that way, and I think those are the people they should have appealed to.
And there's a way to say that without throwing Brady under the bus.
Absolutely.
There is. Instead, they're kind of intimating that, you know, they're kind of putting on him, which I don't think's a good look. I don't think that's a good look at all. We continue with your thoughts. Why did Brady pick the Bucs over the Chargers? He had two matching offers, the L.A. Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why did he go to freaking Tampa? We picked that up after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati. Making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5 to Sports Hub.
And my understanding is that Brady and his camp presented to the Buccaneers and the Chargers what he wants financially. That wasn't a subject of negotiation. There were other terms he wanted, not the kind of crazy stuff that some people are suggesting, like control over the roster and control over the offense. I don't think he wants to be Peyton Manning because he's never been Peyton Manning.
Right.
See, when Peyton Manning went to Denver, he just continued what he'd always been. Tom Brady is that student of do your job. Very linear. He will bust his ass to master the offense. He doesn't want to design the offense.
Right.
So, look, he made it clear what he wanted. The Buccaneers and the Chargers were the two that bit, and ultimately Tampa Bay for the reasons you identified. Not, and also, no state income tax.
Yeah.
Even if you're a gazillionaire, that's a factor because it's more money in your pocket at the end of the day. Proximity to New York, where his son with Bridget Moynihan lives. Proximity to, as I said, South America, Brazil, Gisele Bündchen's home country, Costa Rica, where they have a place. They like to go to Miami. That's why the Dolphins were considered a possibility in all of this.
Sure.
So Tampa. And also, look, strategically, you don't have to screw around with Patrick Mahomes twice a year. You got a chance to win the division. You got a chance to maybe host a playoff game. And if you make it to the Super Bowl, you're playing it in your own stadium.
All right, Mike Florio. He says Brady essentially proposed the financial terms, and two teams agreed, the Buccaneers and the Chargers. In the $30 million range for each of the next 2 years. And he said the teams could be flexible in terms of how they structured it and, you know, what in the first, what in the second to best add pieces to the roster. I don't know exactly what that means for guarantees. I guess we're going to find out. But he put the same terms out there, and the Chargers and the Buccaneers said yes, and then he had to choose between the two. Does that constitute a strong market that he had those two teams?
No.
No.
I would agree. So I'm still of
not,
the belief.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but not the way that it was initially reported. Like there's up to eight teams interested. No,
exactly.
I mean, and the other choices were so much better. That's the thing too. I put that. That's a huge factor for me. Tennessee, the Niners, like the teams we were talking about were playoff teams.
If he had put those terms out and the Niners, Bears, and Titans came back and said yes, then you're talking. Now you're cooking.
Absolutely.
That's a real market.
He's choosing between Super Bowl contenders.
Absolutely.
Now he's choosing between
suck and suck.
So I still don't think it was a strong market for Brady, which I think speaks more to the league than him. The league doesn't get it. The league is either safe, conservative, or lazy, or they just don't understand that Brady's still good and they're underestimating how good he can be. So I think his soft market is a reflection on the league, not on him. But be that as it may, I still think that was a soft market. Did he choose the right team?
No. No. Now, again, I'm going football here, okay? There's one thing to me that Tampa Bay absolutely has lock, stock, and barrel over the Chargers, and that's the coach. And that's a big one, okay? Because, I totally underestimated the Aaron's factor.
And, again, you say he picked the wrong team, but this is based on football?
Well, the roster. Because I think the Chargers have a superior roster. And you look at their receivers, and you say Tampa Bay is loaded. I keep doing it. Force a habit. Yeah. Okay. The Chargers aren't far behind.
Right. They got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. To me, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. It's like a coin flip. But those guys are all kind of equal.
And they franchised Hunter Henry.
Right.
Austin Eckler is one of the best pass catching backs in football.
A perfect guy for Brady.
And they both had offensive line issues a little bit. The Bucs still need a right tackle, from what I understand. So, you know, there are the issues there on both sides. And I think the Chargers have the superior defensive personnel.
For sure.
So I look at it, and it's L.A.
But that's not football.
Right. You're right. That's not football. Okay. So I add in, but
non-football, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, L.A. blows it out of the water.
Oh. And so, again, the thing about wanting to be close to Jack, his son in New York, so you're flying private 2 hours or you're flying private 6? Certainly it's more convenient Tampa. It's more convenient. But it's not like the way Brady's flying. He's not flipping the extra $100 for exit row and schlepping through the airport.
I come back to too.
It's
with
a
LA?
Little different the way he travels. Yes,
I come back to that McGinnis report that Giselle didn't want LA, and so maybe that was a factor too. Maybe that's part of the reason is no, we're not going out there. So you want to lure them in, fine, play the stupid game, but we're not going
to
LA.
I mean, the whole thing about you want to be closer to East for his kid in New York. It's like, well, San Fran was his first choice. So how really? I mean,
good point.
So maybe that proves your point that Giselle was for whatever reason
could be.
She likes Tampa.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you?
No, maybe this is where the proximity to New York thing is factoring in because it is closer for her.
Brady's going to commute. Is Brady going to commute? And if so, if I'm the Buccaneers, I'm like, geez.
If Aaron's were with the Chargers, I think he might have gone to the Chargers. I'm just giving you my opinion there. It's not like I have inside info. I think Aaron's is a huge draw for Brady. He's going to let him fly back and forth. He's got all the weapons that the Chargers have. He's one of the better offensive coaches from the last, 15, 20 years.
Right. So, I came around to this last week, Mez, that, football-wise, Tampa actually makes sense. Nope, no question. But brand-wise, it still doesn't.
So that's a better way to put it.
The brand. And not that the Chargers are the New York Yankees, but at least it's L.A. and you're going into just a first-class facility and you have a chance to be Kawhi Leonard, what are the Clippers? You'd turn them into something if you go there. So I still think brand-wise, it's a no-brainer. The Chargers always sort of made sense to us. The Bucks were never on our radar. So maybe we were looking at it wrong or what? I do find that an interesting decision. How about the...
Or maybe he didn't have that many other choices.
And I think that's a big one. He didn't have that many choices. And that's too bad. That's too bad the league doesn't get it, that he can still play. How about this thing about wanting to stay away from Pat Mahomes?
I don't buy that either. I don't.
I would hate if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's a convenient thing for media people to talk about, and Florio threw it in there. But, he's in the same division with the Saints and Breeze. So if we say Kansas City's good, you read the Super Bowl odds the other day. I don't remember who was number two. Is it New Orleans?
Number two was, Baltimore.
Okay, but New Orleans was ahead of Tampa.
I think it was Casey, Baltimore, New Orleans.
Tampa. Was it four?
Was Tampa four or five?
There might have been one more in there.
Keep going.
Okay, so I just look at that and I say the odds that we read still had New Orleans ahead of Tampa. So it's 6-1, half dozen of the other. What's the difference? Either way, you're going to have to beat that other elite quarterback to get in.
You have to beat somebody at some point. I don't know.
Both of those divisions are top heavy. So, all right, Mahomes might be the MVP and they're the Super Bowl champions, but the Saints are no slouch.
I would hate to think it came down to that. Like that the Chargers were better in every single way, but no, I don't want to play Mahomes twice a year.
I think Brady chose to make his life easier. His life. And that was Aaron's in Tampa. Aaron's, again, with that stupid hat. Sorry, Murray. Yeah, no offense. But, you know, Aarons wants to drink beers with him in the parking lot, for crying out loud. And he's going to let him fly back and forth, to let him show up when he wants, all of that. And it's a two-hour flight to see Jack, his son. So he's going to have a pretty good gig. I think this is what he wanted at the end, in retrospect.
Okay, we continue. So Brady's decision into picking the Chargers, I'm sorry, the Bucks over the Chargers. Did he choose those teams over you? Was he even presented a choice to stay? We'll hit on that and your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Colin Coward of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
And this is interesting to note here. We know that Brady had two suitors, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Patriots did not make an offer. What they wanted, and something that Robert Kraft kind of expected when Brady showed up at his house the other night, they wanted Brady to say, I want to be here, and in their minds, they would figure out the contract. That just never happened. When Brady showed up to Kraft's house, it was to say goodbye, and it just has yet to officially become the goodbye.
I'm just trying to put that two and two together. So hold on a second before we move on. Ian, are you saying that there was never a dollar or a cent put on the table that this is what we will pay you, Tom Brady? We want to hear from you first that you want to come back, and then we'll work out the details of dollars and cents. Is that your reporting is how this went down with New England and Tom?
Absolutely. It was never going to be about money. I mean, first of all, I think it's pretty obvious. The Patriots were probably not going to be the highest bidder anyway, and they weren't going to get into a bidding war. It was just, do you want to be here? Are the Patriots, Tom Brady, where you think you have the best chance to win? If the answer was yes, they were extremely confident that they'd be able to work out a deal. It just never came to that.
All right, just stop. Stop with this. Rappaport's a team guy, so that's coming from the team, but I don't even know if he has it exactly right. But it's still along the same lines of what they're trying to do. If I were the team, I would not say anything close to what Ian Rappaport just said, which is, if you tell us you want to be here, we'll figure out the contract. You know, do you want to be here? Is this where you think gives you the best chance to win and you really want to be here? If that's the case, we're extremely confident we can figure it out. That's not accurate. That's putting it on Brady. And that's not how it should be phrased is, I want to be here on a market contract. I want to be here on a fair contract. Because the Patriots were not willing to bring him here on a fair contract. They wanted him back on their terms. So that's a big difference. It's not in a vacuum to say, do you want to be here or not? Yes, I want to be here. Okay, here's 1 year, $13 million. Well, I don't want to be here on that. So, like, why do they keep leaving that out?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's just so disingenuous, or they're not relaying it properly to some of their media people. Like, come on. Here's what I think happened.
Because they didn't want to be embarrassed by actually putting an offer out there. That's why.
Well, but so here's what I think. It's been reported in several places. Jim McBride had this, and Ian Rappaport just kind of alluded to it. When Brady called up Kraft that night and said, I want to come over, Kraft thought, oh, oh, he doesn't want to go to Tampa, and he's going to come basically crawling back. And what I get to do is sort of broker it between him and Bill. And what I think Kraft thought was that Brady was going to say, you know, just let's make it look as good as possible. Okay. I don't want to totally lose face. Can you just pay me what you paid me last year? So I'm not taking a pay cut. And that's 1 year, but, and we can even call it a 2 year, but no guarantees in the second, whatever. But like I'll come back on your terms ish, but help me save it. Don't make me take a $17 million. You know, don't make me take a $6 million, $8 million, $9 million pay cut. You know, and that's what Robert thought, that Brady was coming back on his knees a little bit, or coming back like, no, I don't want to go to Tampa. And so let's make this as good as we can make it. And Bill's being a dick as usual, so help me broker this. And that's what Robert thought. Instead, Brady showed up and said, I'm leaving. And so that's so when Robert says we could have figured it out, what Robert's saying is, if he had come back with his tail between his legs, we could have figured it out. Yeah, 17, 23, 18 with incentives, a 2 year $50 million deal, but 19's guaranteed. Yeah, well, that's easy. Like, anyone could give me a cocktail napkin. I'll come up with a phony contract on the back of it in 5 minutes. That's easy.
I don't even need the napkin. We can sit there and say, no problem. I'll tell you what the number is right now.
Everyone does that. Like, that's the easiest thing in the world. Yep, we'll call it 2 years, 60. No problem. 15's guaranteed. We'll put another five in reachable incentives. And the second year is not guaranteed. It's a team option. Do the fifth league year. We'll call it 2 years, 60. Sure, yeah. Okay, well, if Robert thought Brady was... So this all goes back to... Brady called their bluff. They didn't think he had the balls to do it.
No question.
And I don't blame him for feeling that way, because that was in the back of my mind too. Do you real? You're going to go to Tampa? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to come crawling back here. The Patriots almost had it nailed. They had it nailed. You won't have much of a market, Tom. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to choose between some awful place where you have to start over or us and our lousy contract. And at the end of the day, you're going to choose us and our lousy contract. And that Monday night when Brady called Robert to say, I'm coming over, that's what they thought. That's what they thought. We got him. We were right. There's no market. He ain't going to go to Tampa. So he's going to come over, and Robert's going to broker some phony deal to save face. And all he has to do is say, I want to be here, and we'll figure it out. Instead, Brady came over and said, I'm gone.
They underestimated how done he was with the whole negotiating aspect of it.
But just a little safety tip, like, quit saying that if Brady signaled that he wanted to be here, that they were extremely confident they would have worked out the contract. That's just, you still don't get it. You still don't get it. He wanted a market contract. If he said, I would love to be here, Robert, but you've got to match Tampa or get me within 10% of Tampa, then are you extremely confident that you would? No, they weren't going to pay him $60 million. They weren't going to pay him $50 million. Real dollars, right? They could make a phony contract that says that, but they weren't going to pay him that real money.
Oh, it would have been easy to do, too. Again, the New Orleans deal I saw reported today. It's actually a 4-year contract with Breeze. The final two are voidable years.
What, so I haven't seen these details.
So it's 2 years.
Is 50 guaranteed?
It's still 2 years, $50 million, but they just tacked on a couple of voidable years for the salary cap ramifications. And I didn't even see the year-by-year breakdown, but I just saw that they tacked on a couple of voidable years for cap purposes. The Patriots could have easily done something like that if they really wanted Brady.
So it's like, come on, quit saying all he had to do is signal that he wanted to be here. You were leaving out the whole piece of, I want to be here on a market rate.
See, the part they don't want to say, they're okay with him leaving.
They didn't want to pay him.
They're okay with him leaving. In fact, they probably preferred it on some level. Belichick's happy. See, again, they'll never admit this. They didn't want him. They didn't want him. Rodney Harrison said it in the Herald yesterday, too. I don't know if we ever touched on that or not. But I found that quick comment like to be enlightening. And Bruschi's comments on ESPN the other day, they weren't as blunt as they were with Rodney. But the comments were effectively the same thing, that, you know, it's happened to other guys in Foxborough. Now it happened to Brady. They didn't want him. They wanted to move on. They didn't want him.
Just take the hit, or don't take the hit. Own the decision, which happens to be a right one. And I keep saying this.
And I leave that part out, which I'm okay with, that they didn't want him.
It's like, it's a tough, hard, that's a tough decision Robert just made. Be proud of it. Own it. I'm trying to weasel out of it.
Tell you, I have new respect for Brady for finally, you know, it was late. It was late.
And I'm telling you, it's close. The Patriots almost got it. They almost pulled it off. They almost got Brady to crawl back with his tail between his legs for another sucky deal because he just – but, I mean, if I had said to you 10 days ago, Brady's going to have a choice between a real two-year contract in Tampa or a phony one-year contract in New England, what will he choose?
Well, you did present this to me, and I said I'd retire.
You said we'd retire, but I mean,
but if you made me pick one, I'd have picked the Patriots.
Yeah, like I
would never play for Tampa ever.
For a long time, I think I said no. I think they got him, and they almost did. And I think that was the plan. They'd never thought, like a lot of us, never thought that he would have the balls or the stupidity or the desperation or whatever it is to go to the freaking Buccaneers. And so that they almost got it, but they misplayed that part.
Or that he wouldn't have the resentment at that level.
Or resentment, wait, you have picked the adjective.
Yeah, because there's some of that too, that he just said, I'm not taking less this time. I'm not doing it.
Okay, so there's that. I promise you've been waiting patiently right to your phones after Murray's top of the hour, 90-second update, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special event disclosures for full details.